Listener Donna wrote, "As a longtime member, I'm very glad that the goal for the pledge drive was met yesterday, but I'm very disappointed that the pledge drive did not end when the goal was met. Early in the pledge drive, you told listeners that it would end when the goal was met. We as listeners should have received 2 more hours without pledge banter. Please, in the next drive, live up to your assurances when the drive will end." I take this comment very seriously, and I'd like to address the important issues Donna wrote about. I wrote to her that, first of all, we're profoundly grateful for her support of the station for many, many years, both for our annual campaigns and for empowering our future. We couldn't do it without loyal and generous listeners like her. Second, I know that Donna speaks for many others who dislike the on-air campaigns and want them ended sooner. Although we strive to keep them upbeat and we get lots of affirmations from people who do call, we're aware that that sentiment is not universally shared, and that's to say the least. And that's why we've worked hard for the past 6 years to decrease our annual pledging days from 26 down to 15. In our training of staff prior to the drive, we never say that we will end the moment that the goal is met. In the early days of the drive, I heard people, correctly, say general comments like, "We want to keep the drive as short as possible," or even, "We'd like to end the drive a day early." Well, that didn't happen. It never seems to do that. And as we got closer to day 6, we started saying, "We will end the drive on the day we reach the goal." I never heard anyone say that we would end the moment that we hit the goal, though I didn't listen to every hour, and I can't swear that that never happened. Listeners, help me out if I'm wrong on this. But to me, the fact that the calls continued to pour in for 2 hours after we made the announcement is testimony that many in the audience actively want us to go over because they know it will make the station stronger. Now, the situation is different when we don't make the goal at the end of day 7. Then we go into day 8 mode, and we do indeed stop when the goal is met. Fortunately, that didn't happen this time. So thanks to Donna for writing, we'll continue to try to do everything we can to make the drives palatable and effective, and if possible, shorter. Listener Paula wrote, "A winning pledge drive. On-air people were funny, informative. I listened a lot. Congratulations." And she made a nice personal comment about my stint on the air. "Thanks, Paula. I really missed being on the air last spring when I was laid low with bronchitis, the first time in over 35 years of working in public radio that I've been sick during a pledge drive. I was glad to be back." Listener Ronnie wrote, "My favorite station, even with the liberal drivel." Listener Jim wrote, "Since you guys play the same hour of All Things Considered during the day, I strongly suggest that you create a new show like Coastline and call it Cleve and Friends. This show must be on at the 5 to 6 p.m. time slot, and regular guests must include Rachel and Bob Workman. I will help finance such a show and would even consider being the executive producer. When Cleve, Rachel, and Bob are on the 5 to 6 p.m. hour after all day of fundraising, your level of hilarity reaches Car Talk and beyond. You're too kind, Jim. Either that or possibly deranged." We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. Many, many thanks for your support of WHQR during the drive. And of course, as always, thanks for your feedback.